Okay, turn in your Bibles, please. Let's have a word here from our hearts. This morning was really a joy to minister to the body here this morning. Especially, I really sensed it at the 11 o'clock service. I did at the 9 too. But and also Pastor Shepherd is here with us too. Maybe actually, I had the idea of like our guests here just walking down front and just kind of doing like a, you know what I mean. So that would be the Shepherd family, because we love you guys and would love to see you if you don't mind. Just kind of march down. And then, just here. Yeah, that's great. Wow, isn't that beautiful from Indianapolis? Wow. Hi, Gina. Yes. Wow, is that good? Wow, beautiful. Beautiful family. Wow, that's great. Pastor shared this morning. It was excellent. And then how about the folks from who did the Chicago trip? Would you like to come down and dance right down in front here? Like these guys went maybe 3,000 miles by car. I don't know how many. Maybe they went to Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Chicago. I mean, this was a van, you know. A van load of missionaries who just went out to, how'd it go anyway? Huh? Here's a word. Is this on? Is that on? I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Is that? No, Seth? What?
It's Ryan Horton.
I mean, Seth. Well, wait a minute. Ryan, okay. Pastor Duke Horton and Debbie. There's their second son. Isn't that good?
Yeah, I mean, we're just so thankful for this church that encourages these kind of things, that prays for us. And we're thankful for... We're thankful for just the pastors and their families that are on the mission field right now in America. We see the shepherds here. That's awesome. And we've had the opportunity of seeing these families for about 8 days now. And they opened up their homes. They really loved us. We slept on their floors. We made a mess. And we had to clean it at the end. But thank God for Seth Horton and his cleaning skills. But yeah, just like appointments of God are amazing. I was thinking about how weird it would be if I called my doctor in White Marsh and said I'd like an appointment, and they said, "All right, first thing tomorrow, 7 a.m., Greenfield, Indiana," or "First thing tomorrow, Elgin, Illinois." And I would be like, "What? That's like not close to me." But we have appointments that are made by God for each one of us, and they are out of our comfort zones, way out. And they could be next door out of our comfort zones or in another state. Acts 9, starting in verse 10, you have Ananias, and he hears a vision from the Lord, and it says that, "Go to Paul, because I hear his prayers." And just the connections that were made on this trip and the evangelism. You know, we're in this town for one day, and God said, "Go to Angie, because I hear her prayers." And we're just following God's appointments for us. And it's such a great work. It's a holy calling. And we love you all. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Wow, that's Well, that was great. I don't know, is that it? Julius, did you want to? Or Benska?
Oh my goodness. Amazing trip, for sure. It was good all the time. All the time it was good. Amazing unity, amazing team. I felt like we were living off of your prayers. I know that. That enabled the trip to be great, and divine appointments. You just run down the list every day of things to say. I don't know what to even pick. Maybe the highlight was Chicago evangelism. 7 souls were saved. It was amazing. Yeah, we felt the authority of the Holy Spirit. We experienced that, and also the warfare is real. Like that day, I felt like it was the worst day at the end of the day. But I thought about it. Why do I think this way? And I realized it was Satan trying to erase the memory. That was the greatest day, actually. Yeah, prayer. It was good. Usually I'm exhausted after trips when I come home. I was energized. I could have continued. I was literally edified. More of these trips. We're all outside of our comfort zone. We're living by faith obedience, and we're reading a Bible a lot, good conversations all the time in the van. Everybody had their Bible open, talking all the time. We had God's mind, one spirit, striving for the gospel. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. Wow, it's great. Corinne, did you want to? Oh, you're good. Okay. All right, so. Is that good? Okay, Pivya.
Just that we really tasted and saw that the Lord is good. Like the trip, like you send us out with the full blessing of God, so we are thankful. And just that we also saw the goodness of God in the power of the gospel, simply sharing the amazing gospel. And just one example, like, we're so encouraged just to share, but I just thought I've never had the approach just to quote a Bible verse, like I remember that you're doing that. So there were these 2 motorcyclist men, and then when I said, could I just quote a verse for you? And they like stopped and looked at me, yes, and they so listened. And then afterward we talked, and the other man said about believing, I'm still on the fence. And the other one said, 2 years ago I started reading the Bible. Now I've started from the beginning, and I'm like in the book of Proverbs. So, but just this, that there's real burden for this nation. Like I wear that sometimes at Randy Rollins bicycle t-shirt that has John 3:16. And there was one person who knew what the Bible verse says. And on the back there's the beginning, like, for God so loved the world. It's like we had Gospels of John to give to people, like in this nation that the Word of God is available, but who reads the Bible? Who knows who God is? So there's a real burden.
Okay, so what I hear from these folks is faith, obedience, right? Faith, obedience. So you can. I don't know if you want to. You want to stand there for a while longer? Okay, you can go. Thanks so much. Carol and Peters, you want to run up here? I don't know. You want to do that? How about? I don't know. Brittany has been. I don't know. You know, you're welcome, Brittany, but it's okay, you don't have to. Okay, Carolyn, there she is, she ran. Give her a hand. It's good to have her. One young lady from Iowa came and moved out. I think this is Dawn. You want to just stand up for a moment? Dawn from Iowa. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Like, you are here, right? You are here. Wow, that's a big thing to move from Iowa out here to be in the Bible school and be in the church, and big decision, you know. Let's see, Carolyn, do you know anybody else still out there in the audience? Let's see, who was it? Well, there's Pastor Brian. He's here.
Mindy Stein.
Mindy Stein is here. Mindy, you want to do a wave from Berlin? Okay, there she is.
Sharon from Albania.
And Sharon from Albania, yep, thank you. Anybody we missed, just raise your hand. Anybody? Just welcoming you, and so glad you're here. Okay. Thank you. God bless you. Love you. Turn in your Bibles just for a brief word from, I think it is Roman. It changed. It's Romans. Six. No, it isn't. Where am I thinking? Oh, four. Romans 4. When God speaks to your heart about something, you may not know is it really from God or not, but it comes back to you, and He speaks to your heart about something. And to embrace it and believe it, and be willing to act on it. To act on it takes faith. And there are times in your life when that will happen and it will be clear. Like this is what He's saying. Like you can hear it or be led by the Spirit in your heart and act on it. It can be in regards to repentance. Repentance, and God speaks to me about leaving something. Stop it. Leave it. Drop it. Forget about it. Don't do it. Get away from it. Stay away from it. It's not me. It's not me. But for me to repent, I could understand that, but I can also approach the whole thing with an excuse and say, I've always done that, or I do that, or you understand me. And God might be silent because He is like that. He may say, I made it clear, but you're not hearing or believing me. You're not hearing and believing and embracing what I'm saying. So 1 year or 2 years pass, there's not much spiritual dynamic going on in my heart, in my life, because I'm living in my excuse, not faith. Obedience. There are bad habits that people have in life, and they rather hear and orient themselves to the habit instead of to God. With God, He could say, it's over, it's done. Do you remember when sometimes, more than once, Jesus, he had the blind man. What would you want me to do for you? You know, to a blind man. What would you want me to do for you? It's your call. Like, what do you want? Well, it would be obvious that a blind man would want to see. But it really wasn't Jesus' decision. What he wanted, it was his decision. What do you want? And I think that applies. Sometimes we don't have because we don't want. What do you want? I would like to have a changed life. I would like to have spiritual life. I would like to have joy and peace. And he would say, then it will be given to you according to your faith. And when I say, stop it, and you believe me, and you walk by faith, obedience, then you will find me. A positive example was, the folks that were down front here, and I'm sure, like with Pastor Richard Shepherd from Philadelphia, right? Yeah, I remember that. And then by faith, making decisions by faith, and then finding God in your life. And when you find God in your life, there's nothing like it. It is satisfying. It is refreshing. And then, and we said this morning that the spiritual life is infinite. It is immense. It has no limit. And when we walk with God, we know there's no end to God. And that so makes us young in our spirit and in our heart. I have a future. I have God. I am refreshed. I am renewed in my mind. And I'm learning to relate to God in my life. Now, let me say something about this. We didn't read the verse yet. Let's do it. Chapter 4, verse 13, 16. Sorry, did I say 13 before? It's 4:16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace. It's faith. Do you know, when you really mess up in life, when you're like a big, when bad things happen, I said this morning about meditation that I have found sometimes my meditation going south, my meditation not being very good, my meditation being just sinful. My mind. If you leave me with my mind, many times, this is what happens to us because of our sin nature and a lack of discipline in what I'm listening to and what I'm seeing. If I see a bad movie, undoubtedly that'll play back in my heart. If I read a bad book, undoubtedly that'll come back in my heart. If I hang around bad people, undoubtedly things that they say will come back and I'll play it again and again in my mind, in my heart. And I'll get discouraged. I'll get guilty, condemned, and discouraged very much. So, how must I live? I must live by faith and say, that's not me. That's sin that dwells in me. That's not me. I shake it off like Samson shook himself. I shake it off by a change in the content of my mind. I ask the Lord to fill me with His Spirit. I bring my filthy self, sorry to say that, but it's true, my sinful self before God and say, God, this is me, and you know it. I'm not hiding anything. Thank you. Cleanse me. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me. Fill me with your Spirit and teach me. In Psalm 119, listen to this. Psalm 119 is all about the word in such a way that it affects me and that it directs me and it leads me. This is Jewish, we can say it that way. The Jewish mind is more about practical consequences. Like, what will it mean? Where will the word, what will the word do? Where will the word lead me? What will it, how will it affect me? Like the young people standing here and said, you know, by faith, we got this trip, we got this van, we rented a van, we went by faith, and we came back, and we actually feel and sense the effect of faith, obedience. So Richard Shepherd goes to Bible college. Spirit moves in his life. He goes, yes, that's me. That's who, I have a desire. I have a desire to understand the Bible. I have a desire to teach the Bible. I have a desire to be a preacher. I have a desire to be a pastor. Yes, that's what I feel. God, I feel God is with me in that thing. But I don't talk about it, but I can feel it in the spirit, in my heart. This is beautiful. What if all of us were living, and I believe many of us are, and we are in and out of it, but we rediscover what that is to walk by faith and be, in simple way, obedient to what he's saying. Open your mouth, I will fill it. Awake, thou that sleepest, arise, I will give you light. Walk by faith, I will show you who I am. Trust me. But sometimes we approach the Christian life intellectually. I have the knowledge, but God is saying, well, very good that you have the knowledge, but I need your heart to act on it. I need it to affect you. I need you to be salt. I want you to be alive. I want to anoint you. I want to lead you in a way you would not go. I want to guide you in thoughts that you don't have by nature. I want you to have deeper thoughts. I want to guide you in understanding. I want to enlighten your eyes and guide you in the way that you would go. I want to make you more than what you are. I want to conform you to the image of my Son. That's amazing. In closing, verse chapter 4, verse 16, therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace. How did you get to where you are? Grace of God did it. How did you get hungry for God? God did. God gave me grace. Are you clear about everything? No. I live by faith. I'm in a fog. I can't see clearly. But I'm living by faith in what God is saying. Well, do you know where this will bring you in a year or two or five or ten? No, I don't know. But I live by faith in a God that told me this is the way and I can go in this way and he will show me and lead me. And I'm not sure what the consequences, I don't know. It's up to him. But I can say that somehow I'm alive. I've got life, and I've got freedom and love. And we said this morning, and by the way, that message was anointed. It was anointed, and we said this morning that, and we prayed for it to be anointed. Because to be honest with you, this is a life of faith. We are preaching by faith. We are assembling by faith. And to be frank and honest, this is COVID pandemic time. And a lot of us have heard a lot about it for months and months. And here we are. And And we just are just choosing to live like this. You know, we don't want anybody to get sick, but it happens. But that's the way it is. And there are car accidents too. And we drive on the road. And you could get bit by a shark. Not in the Chesapeake, I hope. But there are things that happen. And a vending machine might fall on you. And many other, you might get cancer, many other things that might happen to us in life. And we know this. But I'm only trying to say that that we are called, and that's exciting. And in our calling, we have found the sweetness of it. You know, in Psalm 19, it says, your word, there's two things about it. It says it's like gold, and then it says, like gold is awesome gold. Think of gold. And then it says, and it is sweet, sweeter than honey. And that sweetness is part of this whole life. If God's word would become sweet to me, if I would learn to love it and live by it, and if the word of God would become part of my mindset, and instead of living in sin, and by the way, there are people that don't want the Ten Commandments. They don't want a law. They don't want anybody to tell them that they're wrong. They don't want anybody enforcing law. They don't want it. I mean, there are people that just want it their way, just their way. Yeah, this is backwards. We're going backwards. We're going backwards when we have no law. But there's something greater than law, and it's internal freedom. And that freedom is why Jesus came. Because by the law, society is organized, but by freedom, ministry happens. By law, like we are kind of protecting each other, and we are protected by law, but that doesn't give us ministry. But by faith, we have ministry. Ministry is born by faith. We get saved by faith. We start living by faith. We start praying by faith. Have you ever gotten up in the middle of the night, gone down to the kitchen, got something in the refrigerator, and then just decided to hit your knees and get on your knees in front of the refrigerator at 3 o'clock in the morning and just stay there for a little bit and listen and love and receive and say to God, God, this looks crazy maybe, but nobody can see me. But you see me, and you know I love you, and you know how much you have given me, and how much I appreciate who you are. And when you and I say a prayer like that, how do we say those prayers? By faith. We live by faith. We go to church by faith. We open our mouth by faith. We say prayers at night by faith. We love somebody by faith. We give to some, we give money by faith. We give good words. We smile at somebody maybe by faith and encourage them. And a child on the sidewalk, we get to know their name and care about them and think about them and walk away from them saying a prayer. Have you ever met somebody in a parking lot at Sam's Club and you just and then later that night, I will never see that person again, but in the name of Jesus Christ, bless that person. I don't know who they are. I met them for a second or minute. Bless you. Bless them. Help them. Save them. Speak to them. Wow. How are we living? By faith. And the Lord is saying to us, that I've given you grace, and this is out-of-the-box grace. This is so much grace. I am so much for you. I'm not dealing with you according to your sin. I'm dealing with you according to my grace. I have called you to live by faith. Be strong in grace. Know that I can heal you by my grace. I can speak to you by grace. I can clean up your life by my grace. I can change your heart by grace. I can call you by name. I put your name in my book. I am for you because I am the God of all grace. That's how we think. Verse 16, therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. That's it. Amen. Would you pray with me, please? Father, thank you for how much you are for us. Yeah, for your leading in these times, keeping us and leading us in mission, and training us and leading us and helping us, Lord. Raising a family, having a job, being delivered from Satan, the devil, casting out demons, healing the sick. All of this is part of our lives because we live by faith. Jesus. Bless this semester in our Bible college, we pray. Lord, give us your heart and mind regarding the days we live, and lead us to walk before you in obedience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. What's that? Yeah, you can keep the microphone on. Okay, thank you. Okay. Pastor Steve asked me, what's next? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Is there somebody that maybe that spoke to your heart and I don't want you to do anything about it, only think about it with me. There are some times we get stuck and like nothing is changing, nothing is moving, and that happens to us. But the meditation, that's a great theme for us in the future, meditation and willingness to obey by faith. Maybe Jesus meant that when he said to Peter to walk on the water. It's kind of like, it's totally out of the box, but it's God and Peter, and he does it, and he finds God as he walks on water. And maybe that's what I need sometimes. I would say there are believers that need to be challenged in the area of faith, obedience, because what would happen if, you know, I watch movies, I pray prayers, I sing, I read a little bit, but my heart isn't in it. My heart isn't to be obedient. I just go through the same cycle, you know. I just do the thing. Then my meditation is in the sewer. My meditation is the sinful, it's just me, my sin nature. And so be serious about it. Be serious about it. And go through the Bible in your heart by faith and just say, is there something here I could read that I could obey? That there's something here I read and I can obey it. Something I read and the Lord speak to my heart and say, I want you to take this seriously. And come to me and obey this. I want you to believe me for this. I want you to believe. I want you to believe me for this. And so we are sacredly coming before God and believing Him. And then as we walk in it, we find the Spirit like speak to us in peace and contentment. And we say, Amen, yes, I believe you, Lord. Now you are walking with God, not just believing in God, you are walking with God, walking in the Spirit of God. You learn how to sing, you learn how to serve, you learn how to obey, you learn how to forgive. Like somebody, I never talked to that group of people, I only talked to my own friends. And Jesus could say to me, I want you to change that. I want you to be a minister, and I want you to be led by me in the church as to who you minister to. And I want you to be aware of the fact that this is the body of Christ, not just the group of friends, but this is the body of Christ, and every person is a member. You understand what I'm saying? So that's a good thing. So that's that. Yes, Lord, thank you, in Jesus' name. Okay, now what are we going to do? What's that? Worship the Lord. Well, yeah, we can do that. So we will, Pastor Chabelle, he's going to lead us in a few words, and then prayer for people, and we will be singing and sitting in the chair, or however that'll go. But this is our time together tonight, so I'll turn it over to Pastor Chabelle.
I love it how it says faith and grace, because we have a grace-given faith. I love it that in the midst of 276 people on a boat on his way to Rome as a prisoner, he's got these old sea mariners, he's got the Roman centurion, maybe 100 soldiers are there, and there's all unbelievers except for a couple of other people that are with Paul. And right in the middle of what you would call the most incredible atmosphere of unbelief, a storm takes place. It looks like they're going down. They're going to lose their lives. He stands up in the middle of them and he says, as we heard in New Freedom, Pennsylvania, many years ago from Pastor Stevens, Acts 27:25, three simple words. I mean, really, Satan thinks he's so sophisticated, but simple faith defeats sophisticated darkness. I believe God. That's what he said. I believe God. It will be even as he told me. But I believe God. And oftentimes we live in an atmosphere of unbelief. Hebrews 12:1-2 speaks a lot about that. Seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that easily clings to us. You know what that sin is? Unbelief. It just easily clings to us. Let us lay it aside, every weight and the sin that so easily besets us, looking unto Jesus. Amen? The author and the finisher. It doesn't say our faith, it says faith, because it's his faith. And I think that's amazing when you think about finished work faith. That we live by the faith of the Son of God, Galatians 2:20, Philippians 3:9, Habakkuk 2:5. We live by the faith of the Son of God. And I was thinking about just something simple on the way down. Green light, red light. Say that. Green light, red light. When I've got the sources of faith, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Green light, I go with faith, all right? Faith works by love, Galatians 5:6. Green light, green light. The Spirit of God in Galatians 5:22 and 23 and 2 Corinthians 4:13, I have the Holy Spirit living in me. Green light. Green light. Body of Christ, 2 Peter 1:1. Like precious faith. I'm with the body. Green light. Green light. Looking unto Jesus, his life in the Gospels and who he is and the finished work. Green light. Green light. Just keep going. Not stopping. I stop a lot, but I don't always like it. Red light. Red light. Here's some red lights. Anxiety. Oh, how little faith you have in me. Matthew 6:26. Red light. Anxiety. A divided mind from God's mind. Red light. Red light. Fear. Why are you so fearful, oh, you of little faith? Fear. Red light. Red light. Are you with me? Matthew 14:31. Oh, you of little faith, why do you doubt? Doubt. Red light. Red light. Are you with me? Little faith. Matthew 16:8. You're living in human reason. Red light. Red light. I mean, think about those. Red light, green light. God just says, keep going. Keep receiving. You got a green light. Green light of faith. I talked with some of our missionaries in Morocco. Very interesting story. Pastor Steve Murillo led this one young man to the Lord. And then led his wife to Christ, his family to Christ. The other night, there was another man that got led to Christ, and they went to his house, and all five people in his family got saved, his father, his mother. This is in Morocco. Green light! Green light! Green light, just going for it. Faith. And it's God's faith. You know, you get some of these movements where they talk about faith, and your faith. Your faith needs to grow. You're not living by faith. You need more faith. You need more faith. What's wrong with you? You need more faith. Really? I didn't know it was yours. You want to give it to me? Red light. No. No. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Amen? It's God's faith. It's God's faith. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. And then the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. So tonight, as we pray, green light. Amen? Green light, the Word. Green light, love. Green light, the Spirit. Green light, the body of Christ. Green light, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Red light, out of here. No. No red light. Now, don't break the law going home tonight. Okay? This is a spiritual principle. I like how it says in Luke 5:20, when they saw their faith, the men that let down the paralyzed man through the roof, opening the roof up, when he saw their faith, he saw their faith, he healed the man. When I saw those young people up here, and that even means period because she's young. I don't know what young and old is anymore, but whatever that means. I saw their faith, and that really enhanced my spirit. Amen? I saw their faith. They are green light people. They're not living in anxiety, fear, doubt, or human reason. They're living green light. Green light says, go for it. Green light says, faith. Green light says, no sight. Green light says, no feelings. Green light says, no emotions. Green light says, no human reason. All these things that go on. We are a ministry and a people. Thank God we're a part of it. We're here together tonight, the great crowd, thank you. Green light. Green light. So we could have the musicians come up and we could just have some background music. Maybe they're already here. I don't even know. Let's just pray. If you want to get on your knees, feel free. However you want to pray, whatever it is, you want to stand up, whatever it may be. But God says tonight is green light. Green light. Green light. No red lights. Green light. Faith, the faith and the go. For healing tonight, healing of the emotions, healing of the physical body. You can stand for somebody else. He saw their faith and he healed the paralyzed man. Look at this night as an opportunity to just see God open a door of faith, Acts chapter 14, a door of faith. So let's pray and believe God tonight. Anything in your life, this is a great opportunity. Delivered. Grace for the thorn. Besetting sins, gone. The green light of faith takes care of them. Green light. Green light, his word. Green light, his love. Green light, his spirit. Green light, his church. Green light, the person and the finished work of Christ. Tonight is green light night. Faith. Faith in God.